Good morning, podcast people. I am Chef Ben, and this is Food in 5, and today we are talking about how pork belly changed my life. Now, I had only been working at 7 Steak and Seafood for a week or two, and I was in way over my head. I had never worked in a restaurant of this caliber before, and I felt like I didn't belong. I didn't talk to anyone because to me, they all knew that I wasn't supposed to be there. If there were a few minutes before dinner service and everyone was just standing around chatting, I would be standing alone with my arms crossed on the other side of the kitchen. I must have looked like a total asshole, but in reality, I was just terrified. I knew that I wasn't doing very well, and I was afraid that I was getting fired, so I kept messing up. I couldn't remember the composition of the dishes, I couldn't cut things evenly, I felt like I didn't know anything or how to do anything. It was a miserable time for me, and though I loved the idea of the place, I hated the situation I found myself in. Somehow I had talked myself into a job I wasn't qualified for. I dove into the deep end, and I couldn't keep my head above water. In this period, I lost all my confidence. I hated going to work every day because it was a reminder of what I wasn't, which was the only thing I had ever wanted to be. Because I didn't feel like I belonged, I manifested it. I was afraid to ask questions because I thought I would look stupid, and so I didn't learn anything. I just stayed the same. I had only been there a few weeks, and I was already considering quitting. Better than getting fired, I thought. And I do mean quitting cooking altogether, not just this restaurant. These people, the ones working here, they were cooks. I was just some guy playing at being a cook. It was time that I admitted to myself that I was never going to be like them. I could never be one of them. I didn't know what I was going to do, but at that moment, I knew I couldn't cook. It was then, in the deepest, darkest point of my despair, when I was questioning everything I had done in my life up until that point, that Brad, the head chef, made staff meal. This was usually a task reserved for either the sous chef or one of the cooks, but for whatever reason, on this particular day, Brad was cooking. At that time, I didn't know Brad very well. He seemed more myth than man. At 6 feet and 3 or 4 inches tall and weighing probably around 300 pounds, Brad was a big, intimidating guy. He stood like a mountain in front of the wood and charcoal-fired grill, sweat pouring off his forehead. His presence commanded respect, and every call was met with a quick and decisive response of, "Yes, chef." He scared the shit out of me. But on this specific day, when I was ready to give up, Brad made a staff meal. At this point, I was not an adventurous eater. I grew up eating mostly meat and potatoes, and so when Brad put down the two big bowls of rice and curried pork, I was less than excited. I had never had curry, and as far as I was concerned, I didn't like it. But I was starving, and so I got in line behind the other cooks, grabbed a plate, and put some rice and pork on it. The pork was cut into giant chunks about 2 inches squared. It was yellow from the curry and slightly charred on the edges from the heat of the grill. I stared at it for a second before taking my first bite, and I knew full well that I was going to hate it. I hated curry. I'd never had it, but I hated it. But I was so hungry. So I picked up a piece of pork with my fork and I popped the whole thing in my mouth. I could feel my eyes widen as the experience began to kick in. The flavor of the curry was incredible. It was a little spicy, a little sweet. There were flavors that were completely new to me. It was complex, yet so simple. It was familiar, yet unfamiliar. And then the pork. Oh my God, the pork. The pork was like nothing I had ever, ever eaten before. It was so tender and so juicy. It was a revelation. I cleaned my plate and went back for seconds, both trying to savor the experience and trying to get it in my face as quickly as I could. I knew with that first bite that I didn't want to quit. Everything I had been feeling was gone. I knew that all I wanted in the world was to be able to cook things like I was eating. I wanted to be able to give people the same experience I had just had. That pork, which I later learned was pork belly, changed the course of my life. I honestly believe that without that dish, I would have quit cooking altogether. But I didn't quit, and I didn't get fired. I did get moved to a more casual restaurant that the company owned, and I flourished there. I became the sous chef in a matter of weeks, and within a year made my way back up to 7, And I swear that all of that and everything since was because of that first bite of curried pork. Before that, I didn't know what food could really be or how good it could be. That one experience, that one bite, changed everything. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. And if you're not following me on Facebook, you are missing out because starting this Monday, July 9th, I'm starting a weekly live Facebook show. So it's 6 p.m. Atlantic time. And essentially the idea is that you cook along with me. So on my Facebook right now, there's a list of ingredients. If you want to take part, you just have to get those ingredients and then on Monday, tune in. Well, I guess you could watch it later, but tune in live and you can ask questions and stuff. Tune in and you can cook right along with me. I'll guide you through the entire process and at the end, you'll have a delicious meal. So if you're not following me on Facebook, you really should. It's at Ben Kelly Cooks. So facebook.com at Ben Kelly Cooks. Go check it out. Anyway, I hope that you have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be back on Monday with another fantastic episode of Food in 5. I'll see you then.